Formula One weekend. It's a fantastic weekend. The V8s, they're still not racing for points, but I'm sure they use it as great track time and to try a few new things. And a man we talk too often, he's part of a new team going back to where it all started for him. Garth Tander joins us. G'day, Garth.
Good morning.
Good to chat this year, mate. New team, new fortune.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's great. I mean, it's sort of a new team, but it's sort of an old team, just like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I started back at GRM and, changed back over from HRT from last year. So, look, it's been really good. We had a pretty solid Adelaide to start the championship a couple of weeks ago. And as you said, also Grand Prix this weekend, not for points, but it's always the way this weekend, you know, we always say, oh, you know, we'll take it easy, we're just going to try and get things. But the red light goes out, we all go crazy and crash into each other. So, it'll be another fun weekend.
When Slats said fortune, did you mean cash or did you mean luck?
Oh, I mean winning the thing. Both.
No, mate. Quality of life, I think it's called. It's really enjoying coming back to the team. It's a very different environment to where I've been for the last 12 years at HRT. It's a good deal for me for driving-wise for the next couple of years, but also for post-driving as well. There's a few things involved in the deal as well, which are pretty handy. So, couldn't knock this one back. It was a really good offer, so I'm really enjoying being part of GRM.
That sounds good. Garth, was there any stage where you were worried about not getting a drive?
No, not really. We were reasonably confident all the way through the period of negotiation that we'd end up on the grid, you know, full-time in V8 Supercars. Still, that was always the priority, and we said that at the time. And there was a couple of offers on the table, and then when this one came up, it was a no-brainer because, like I said, from a driving point of view, it's a good team. They've proven with the Volvo the last couple of years that the car is certainly fast. I mean, we're not in the Volvo anymore. That's gone. But the team has proven that they're capable of delivering fast cars. That was important to me. And also, like I said, there's some pretty cool things for after driving as well. So I have to start thinking about that sort of stuff now. And, that deal was too good to pass up.
And, Garth, how different is this car to what you got used to?
Completely different. I mean, one of the things in supercars, what the public probably don't understand, is although the car looks the same from the outside, I was racing a Commodore last year and I'm racing a Commodore this year, but they're completely different under the skin as far as the way the teams go about setting the car up, the suspension settings, the theory of how they try and extract speed from the car. The way that things are laid out inside the cabin are a little bit different. So I sort of had to go back to school a little bit and relearn a few things. And I've been really enjoying that too, because when you've sort of been doing the same thing for such a long period of time, it doesn't get stale, but it gets quite repetitive. Refreshing the brain and seeing how things are done differently has been really exciting, and I'm really enjoying that. So that's going to be a period that will go on for probably the first 6 months of the year as I settle in, but I'm really enjoying that phase as well.
Garth, this sort of weekend, do you have any interaction at all with the F1 drivers? Are there any friendly ones? Are you friendly towards them? Are you able to talk to them? Or are they, you know, they think they're the big superstars, the Hollywood stars? What's the go?
Oh, there's probably a few of the F1 boys that think they're a bit Hollywood. But, they're busy doing their thing and we're busy doing ours. I mean, I swapped a couple of text messages with Daniel Ricciardo through the week, just basically saying good luck. Didn't even bother to try and ask to catch up because he's so crazy busy at this one, especially being his home race. So, a few of the guys do come out and try and watch some of our on-track stuff, just as we watch as much of their on-track stuff as we can. We were at a dinner years ago and Sebastian Vettel was there and Sebastian Bourdais, who was racing F1 at the time, they were both there and they were saying how much they love supercar racing. So it's pretty cool when you hear that from those guys. And we'll watch their cars. I mean, their cars are a lot different this year. They've got a lot more aero grip. The tyres are different. The cars are going to be a lot faster. So we'll be on the side of the fence like punters and fans watching just as much as everyone else be when the F1 cars get out there.
And, mate, Shane Van Gisbergen looks to be the man to chase.
Yeah, he's killing it at the moment, certainly. I mean, obviously, after winning the championship last year in pretty fine style at Homebush to finish the year last year, he's sort of, unfortunately, he's picked up where he left off. He went to Adelaide and absolutely cleaned up there. So he's in in really good form, and obviously that team's doing a really good job, and that's the benchmark operation. And you see even at Adelaide, Jamie Wincup really probably struggled a little bit by his standards to keep up with Shane. So that's going to be an interesting little battle over the next sort of three or four events to see if Jamie can get back on terms with Shane inside the team, and then also championship-wise, and then everyone else is obviously trying to catch up with Shane and give him a run for his money. The Penske guys and the Shell cars, Scott McLaughlin and Fabian Coulthard, look like they're the ones that are going to be most likely to give him a run. So a bit of a changing of the guard at the front of the championship at the moment. So that's quite interesting, and certainly in the next three or four races, we hope to be up there annoying them as well. So, it's looking like it'll be an interesting year.
Garth, you have a very generous wife.
Oh, what?
Your birthday present, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we just got back from it, actually. She it's my 40th at the end of the month, and she surprised me with a trip to the US.
Pretty
much straight after Adelaide, and we got back Tuesday night. So we're in Vegas for 5 or 6 days and watched the NASCAR race and saw a few things there. Then we're in New York for another 5 or 6 days and went to NBA and ice hockey and all sorts of stuff. So, it was really cool. Blew me away. I had no idea what she was up to. She organised the whole thing. And just the night before I left to go to Adelaide for the first round of the Supercar Championship, she goes, oh, yeah, by the way, when you get back, we're going straight to America.
Mate, she must have a secret account if you didn't know this money.
Well, to be honest, she's a trained accountant, so she runs all the books. I've got no idea how much money's in what account, but she pulled a twisty there. And I did say to her, I said, look, you know, it's going to be a bit difficult for me to repay this favour because you know where all the money is. I can't really hide any money from you.
I've got
a couple of years to save up before her 40th, so I'll have to try and put $5 away here and there to see what I can do.
Mate, have a great weekend. I know you guys like Albert Park as a track, and go well, mate. We'll talk soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.